We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time to wake up.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Morning, USA.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
You could tell that was a drop. Good morning, DJ MV. It like cut off.
I know, I heard it. It's Thursday. Good morning.
Morning, morning, morning. You're in Detroit.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. I feel pretty good today. I went to a fitting yesterday that Donnell Rawlings set up. He works with these people that make him, like, custom robes and pajamas and suits and stuff. He was like, I really want to get you something made. So I never had a fitting like that before.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to Donnell Rawlings. I pulled a U yesterday.
What does that mean?
I was all over Detroit. Shout out to Detroit. I have a strain of cannabis coming out in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to give it to all the, some of the local artists, influencers, and anybody in Detroit that's moving and shaking. So we drove from hood to hood yesterday. So Shout out to everybody.
What neighborhoods were you in? Let me see how well you know.
I don't know, but every I seen all types of different guns, from Uzis to handguns to long guns to all types of things. I felt comfortable and safe. But shout to we stopped by Hutch's Jewelry. Shout to Littles. Shout to Trick Trick. I seen Trick Trick. I haven't seen Trick Trick in forever, so we ran into Trick Trick.
Rest in peace to Hutch. Didn't he?
He passed away, but yeah, he passed away. He was killed a couple of a month ago or so. But you know, his family still has the shop, so we stopped through there. Shout to Icewear Vezel.
Yep. Vezel.
Shout to Baby Tron, Baby Money.
Okay.
Baby Face Ray.
Okay.
Sada Baby.
Everybody was home.
Jasmine Renee. Yeah, I pulled up to their hood, so it was they. First of all, they were surprised to see me in their
hood.
What
up, my babies? That's how Detroit people very, talk.
Yeah, they were very, very, very excited and happy to see me. So it was pretty dope. So we ran to everybody's hood.
Were they excited to see you, or were they excited to get some weed? Let's keep it real.
Nah, actually, to see me.
I think it's for the weed. If you would have came without any weed, they'd be like, "Why is Envy here?"
No, they were actually surprised that we pulled up on their block. You know what I mean? They were surprised. They're like, "Yo, you really pulled up in the trenches." But then I thought about it. If I would have really thought about it, I might not have pulled up in their trenches. It sounded like a good idea. With everything that's going on all over the world, but nah, they all held me down, man. It was great. It was good to see everybody. So a lot of them have deals with different people. Sada Baby, he said he can't wait to come on the Breakfast Club. Babyface Ray said he wants to come on. These are all Detroit artists that are doing very, very well. So I just want to shout out to the whole D. So what up, Detroit? And the Strand comes out the last week of August, first week of September, which is my birthday. It's called Slurred. So I'm excited about that. We passed through dispensaries. We you know, it was a lot of fun. But I felt like Yee, because Yee loves Detroit. Like, Yee will be anywhere in Detroit. And that's what I felt like yesterday.
All right. Well, that's great. I love it. Yeah, I do. I think Detroit's an amazing city. I'm actually in the middle of trying to do something else there now. And I got my hair store in Detroit. So shout out to Private Label Extensions.
That is right. So shout to the whole Detroit. I was all through Detroit all day yesterday. So as soon as I landed, you know, we were going from city to city or town to town, hood to hood. So it was pretty dope. Had a great time.
All right. Well, yesterday also Brittany Griner was in court, and we'll give you an update in front page news on what happened there. The Biden administration is trying to work something out to get her home.
Also, yeah, Beyonce's album leaked.
I saw that yesterday. They were selling it like 2 days early.
And Yee, let me tell you, you know, albums leak before. We've seen this before when people have, you know, leaked an album and there's been a situation, a problem. But I've never got a phone call from people like, "You cannot play it on air. Don't ever think about playing a song. Don't put it on your Instagram, your social media, your TikTok. It will be taken down. You will be getting in trouble." I was like, okay. So when Beyonce made that call, I guess she called
every radio station.
No, I mean her team.
You said Beyonce made that call. I was like, wait, hold on. Beyonce called you? All right.
And I'm going to go with that story. Yeah, Beyonce called me and said, "Envy, don't play the record. This album means a lot to me, so we won't be playing any record or any songs here."
All right.
Beyonce. Well, front page news is next. Don't move.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
All right. Well, there's nearly 800,000 doses of the monkeypox vaccine that will soon be available for distribution. All this amidst growing criticism that authorities have been too slow in giving out that vaccine, which would potentially cause them to miss that window that could contain what they're saying could become an infectious disease entrenched here in the United States. So they said they have finished the necessary inspections. And that's at the facility in Denmark where they fill vials of the vaccine. And they said the certification has been finalized. The doses are already in the U.S., so they would be ready to be distributed once the manufacturing changes were approved. So people are not playing about getting this.
But do we still know anything about it? Like how long it lasts? How long the cycle is? Do we know? We don't know.
You're talking about the vaccine?
I read that it's like 4 to 6 weeks and it has to scab up. Those lesions kind of have to scab up and fall off. Most people don't die from it. You know, I think it's like a 99%.
Is it very painful?
Because we've seen people who have it, you know, do videos discussing how much pain that they're in.
Is the vaccine necessary, though? Because, I mean, it said it's only impacting 1% of people?
Well, it's a preventative measure. So, in other words, instead of waiting till you're already exposed or infected, they would rather so that it doesn't become more contagious and spread. People get vaccinated who are more at risk to actually get it.
But even if your chances are less than 1%,
well, you don't have to get it. But they're saying for people in the communities that are at risk,
the gay community, because they said it's man-on-man sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
It almost feels like since they were so behind with COVID and didn't take it as serious, they're really jumping on this to make sure.
That's exactly what's happening.
I don't think COVID and monkeypox is in the same stratosphere.
I think it's because people aren't really dying from
monkeypox. And it's a lot easier to catch COVID, clearly.
Well, they said you can get monkeypox, though, from sheets and things like that. So
yeah, but they said less than 1% of people getting it. And listen, I don't know what's going on.
That's how it starts. Because
they said it's prevalent in the gay community, men on men. That's what they said, mm-hmm. right? And they said less than 1% of people who aren't gay get it or something silly like that?
Yeah, there's been 2 children so far that have been infected. And it actually started in animals, so animals can also get it.
And that's why I think that, because at first COVID, remember, they didn't take it as serious. They could have did measures to hopefully slow it down, and they didn't. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe that's what it is now. They want to make sure that it doesn't spread, that they could get a good control of it early.
Yeah, it starts off in one area, and the next thing you know, it keeps on spreading out and out and out.
Yeah.
All right, now, after months of internal debate, the Biden administration has offered to exchange A convicted Russian arms trafficker who's serving a 25-year U.S. prison sentence as part of a potential deal that is to release two Americans that are being held by Russia, Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan, according to people who have been briefed on the matter. They don't understand why they want this arms dealer back so badly. His name is Victor Bout, but they said he's pretty much a creep.
The merchant of death.
Now, Paul, is Paul the teacher that I've been reading about that they said it was a teacher
Russia? He was a former Marine. I don't know if he was a teacher. I thought he was a cop, but I definitely know he was a former Marine.
All right. Well,
I did read something that a teacher did the same type of thing, I guess, was carrying with medical marijuana, and he got stopped in Russia, and they said they gave him 15 years. I don't know if that's the same person.
No? All right. Well, Brittany Griner says that she was aware the U.S. government warned Americans traveling to Russia was dangerous, but she said in court she decided to get on the airplane because she wanted to help her basketball team. It's the most important part of the season. After the break, it's playoffs. The whole season I worked, my team worked hard to get to a good position. There was nothing that was going to change that for me. I did not want to let my team down. I did know about the do not fly advisory, but like I said, there was nothing that was going to change my mind on coming back and finishing my duty for my team. Here she is in court pleading guilty.
I did not plan or have the intent to bring any cannabis or banned substance to Russia. I do understand what my charges are against me, and with them being accidentally in my bags, I take responsibility.
Well, I hope that the commissioner doesn't reject this trade, okay? And this is by far the biggest trade and the only trade in the history of the WNBA that people actually care about. So I hope
it happens. It's just really sad. Not only that, but she played for a Russian team, right? It was a Russian basketball team she was playing for over there, correct?
Yes.
So I'm surprised they didn't give her a little leniency because she was playing for Russia in a Russia professional team. It's not like she was there playing against Russia. She was playing for Russia. Yeah, right?
Clearly those people don't play no favorites over there. You know,
yeah,
but
see. Yeah.
But you know the guy Paul Whelan, like he was wondering why they didn't bring him home when they did the trade for Trevor Reed. So, you know, I'm glad that they have him in this package as well, in this trade package.
All right. Wow. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Imani from Augusta, Georgia.
Imani, what's
Imani,
happening?
Get it off your chest.
I really just wanted to speak about this Brittany Griner situation and just how it's not really fair. She's a big celebrity, so it's publicized, it's pushed on social media through all these ways that people just don't think it's fair. But if it was a regular civilian person, it wouldn't be the same. That fight wouldn't be the same from the country.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
And I don't know. She did something wrong, and I'm not saying she should suffer, but it's just feeling a little too easy for her.
Yeah, but what I'm realizing, too, that there's a lot of Americans that's locked up over there that seems like they haven't even been trying to help. Like, I've been hearing people have 10 years, 15 years for similar charges, you know, carrying medical marijuana, not knowing the laws and really getting in trouble. So I hope this opens up our eyes and we help a lot more Americans that's over there and getting 15, 20 years for carrying a little bit of medical marijuana.
Yeah, even guys like Paul Whelan. You know, Paul Whelan is a former U.S. Marine. He got detained at a hotel in Russia on espionage charges. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But so, you know.
We talk about this at work. I'm in the military. We talk about this at work all the time. And, like, a lot of my colleagues are in the same thing with me, like, sometimes you need the punishment. Sometimes you need that scare, regardless of what your name is. Because there's people out here that are actually fighting for our country that are stuck, that nobody cares about.
Right.
That's true. But to your point, though, I mean, damn, she's been there for like 3-4 months. I think that's a long enough scare, don't you think? I mean, come on. 3-4 months in a country that's currently at war? Come on now. For a vape cartridge? Come on now.
Yeah, I see. But these countries have...
I know we're not supposed to go, but I went anyway.
Yeah, I mean, countries have rules and regulations, right? And you know, in certain countries, if you get caught with marijuana, it is serious. I know Dubai was like that at one time, and
yeah,
people would try to come over there with marijuana, and they get in big trouble.
And sometimes people really don't know, like, that I could go to jail for 10 years for this medical.
15 years, yeah.
But that's where
I'm just happy she's coming home.
We're all adults. We got to do the research.
You're right.
And you play over there. You got to do that. You said out your mouth. I knew they said it was a flight banning. Then at that point, you sit down, you look up what I can and can't do. You make sure everything is perfect. You don't slip up and make
you're
mistakes.
Right.
If they want you're somebody right. to fight for.
Well, look at. I feel like
it's been really politicized, though, just because of what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at it like this, too. You know, you're in the service, so you know, Paul Whelan is a former Marine, so he'll be part of the trade. So you happy for that, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Happy something else is coming out of it, and it's not just, you know, centralized.
Gotcha.
Just
there you go.
I'm a celebrity. All right. Well, thank you, Mama. And she's absolutely right. When we do travel to anywhere, we have to make sure that we're smart. I know a lot of people like to bring their little cannabis with them when they travel overseas or out the country, but you got to know the rules and know the laws. You got to do your homework. I know every time I travel, I make sure I check whether it's carrying stuff with me or even getting the local shots or, you know, anything. You just got to be extra, extra careful. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Charlotte.
Power 105.1.
Get it.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Dee Dee from Detroit.
The D. Hey, Dee Dee from the D. Dee Dee Dee.
Hey, MVU is giving my city a shout out. I just wanted to tell The Breakfast Club, we love y'all. We love
you back.
Club.
But we love you in Detroit, too.
I know, Angela Yee. I love you. My kids wear your extensions all the time. My teenage girls.
Oh, that's dope. Shout out to Private Label.
What part of Detroit you from?
I'm from the West Side.
Okay.
I was there yesterday. I was all over Detroit.
Between 7 Mile and 8 Mile. I'm from 7 Mile, between 7 Mile and 8 Mile. That's where I live at.
Yeah, I was all over there yesterday, cruising all through Detroit yesterday. I had such a great time.
Yeah,
the food was amazing.
Rock, which is good in the city. It's like the Beehive don't like the Beckys. That's how we rock with the Breakfast Club. You understand?
No, thank you.
All right, y'all be easy. God bless y'all.
All right, you too. I'll be in Detroit next week, so.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Justin from New Orleans.
Hey, Justin, what up? Get off your chest, bro.
Hey, I just want to say good morning to y'all, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy.
Good morning.
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to my wife, Jaysana. Myself, I'm currently in the Navy, been in 12 years. I just wanted to see if I could have y'all give a shout out to my wife on her Instagram, if y'all don't mind.
All right, what's your Instagram?
Queen_Amun, MUAMUN.
Okay, Queen_Amun. What you want us to say?
That. So we currently just had twins. They in the NICU right now. So she love you guys. So that would really mean a lot to her if y'all could, you know what I mean, just give a little shout out on her Instagram.
What a blessing. Y'all had twins.
Yeah, we currently got 4 other kids. And we got twins that run in our family. So we had, last year we had just lost a baby. So the Lord had blessed us with 2 this time.
There you go. Okay. There you go.
Well, congratulations, King.
Appreciate
what's the Instagram again?
Queen_Amun. Oh, wow. I see the twins are doing great. They're growing every day.
Oh, I'm going to leave a comment.
Yes,
congrats, man.
Wow, they were 2 pounds, 10 ounces and 2 pounds, 6 ounces.
Look at the little baby. She's smiling. Look at her. She's smiling.
Yeah. One of them is, we just went to the hospital yesterday. One of them is 2 pounds. 15 ounces, and the other one is 2 pounds, 7 ounces. So they doing
they're growing.
Right, right.
All right, I'm leaving a comment, shouting her out.
I really appreciate y'all, man. I listen to y'all every morning on the way to work. I'm currently on the way to work now, so it will really mean a lot to us.
Enjoy, King.
Just did. Thank you, brother.
All right, thank y'all.
Wow, such a blessing. You see how little those babies are? 2 pounds, 6 ounces. You know how small that is? Wow.
But they're twins, and they are growing. That's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up right now. Now, we got rumors on the way.
All right, Angie Martinez, her new podcast, In Real Life. Her second guest is Mary J. Blige after her interview with Lauren London. Mary's up now, and we'll tell you some of the things that they had to say. And you know, they're really good friends with each other. I love their friendship. So we got some highlights for you.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. We got to send her rest in peace.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, rest in peace to Jada Youngin. He has passed away after sustaining gunshot wounds in Louisiana, in his hometown. And another person, according to the police department, was shot as well. They said, we can now identify the victims as Javaria Scott, a.k.a. J.D. Youngin, and close family member Kenyatta Scott Sr. We can also confirm that Javaria Scott has died as a result of his injuries. Kenyatta Scott Sr. has been transported to another facility, and we have been told he is in stable condition. So again, rest in peace. He was only 24 years old, and one of his most popular songs is 23 Island. All right, so again, our condolences to his family and to his friends.
Definitely sending healing energy to that brother's family. And I say it, I said it once, I'll say it again. It's a damn shame that most of our introductions to these new artists are when they get killed. I never heard about this young man before, and we damn sure never played his music here on Breakfast Club before, and that's sad. I am tired of hearing about these new artists when they get killed. That's horrible.
Young brother too, man.
But you know, he's pretty popular. He had songs that came out and got like 4 million views in the first month and everything. So
why we never highlighted him before when he was alive or played his music when he was alive
on the radio station? Well, yeah, we don't program the music.
So why? Here. I don't know. So why do it when he passes? But I don't know.
The problem there's so many young artists right now that are you know, streaming millions and millions and millions of records. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's just a, you know, rest in peace. So sad that, you know, that brother had his whole life ahead of him, you know.
You know, the good brother Jadakiss once said, you know, dead rappers get better promotion. And that's a damn shame that that bar still holds up all these years later.
All right, now Mary J. Blige sat down with Angie Martinez for Angie's new podcast, My IRL in Real Life. And as you know, she interviewed Lauren London. That was her premiere episode. And her good friend, Mary J. Blige, is on the second episode. They talked about a lot of different things. Mary talked about finding love for herself.
What do you want?
Love. Mm-hmm. Love. But love for me first. Mm-hmm. I found that love. Mm-hmm. The love for Mary, I found it. And I will f*** anybody up that tries to take it away from me. Because it's so real and it's so good. And I work for it and I earned it. And I have to keep working on it every single day.
Mm. All right. In addition, she talked about therapy and how she loves therapy.
Therapy is not, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You got to keep working.
Oh, I love therapy.
Listen, I started like a couple of weeks ago, no, like a month ago. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, I'm talking to her again. She's dope too.
Because it's about
dope.
Growth.
Yes.
It's about growth. It's about evolution. It's about getting to know yourself better and all that. I'm all for that.
That's my favorite talk. You know I love that therapy talk.
Yo, I love Mary J. Blige.
Come on, man. I love Angie Martinez and Mary J. Blige.
And everything. Yes, absolutely. Angie and Mary.
I'm over here tangling, sometimes listening to them two talk.
Sometimes I'll look at Mary and I'll be like, we shouldn't be able to get this close to Mary.
I'll be feeling the same way.
But by the way, we shouldn't be able to get this close to her.
That's so funny. I said that on Brilliant Idiots podcast this week about Angie Martinez. And I didn't say that about Mary, but I was talking about Angie this week. But I feel like that about Mary too. I'm in awe when I hear those women and when I see these women. I'm like, I can't believe I know these people.
Yeah, like it's both of them. I love Angie and I love Mary, but Mary is such a big
an
artist,
icon, man.
Such a cultural icon. Almost feel like we shouldn't be able to touch her. Like,
legend.
We should only be able to see her, like, you know, 60,000 seated. So when you do, just be grateful,
she's
man.
She's a statue.
And salute to Mary and Angie Martinez. Absolutely.
She's a...
All right, in addition...
platinum statue. Just sit just there.
You know, part of why Diamond Angie Martinez crusty. Started this podcast is because of her brush with death when she had that awful car accident. And so here is Mary J. Blige reflecting about life and death.
Do you ever think about death?
Sometimes, yeah.
And what does that do to you? Like, and how does that?
I had to do my my life insurance. Like, you know, I did get my finally
your will and your
all that stuff. And they was asking me all these questions of who you want to bury and all that stuff. I was like, jeez, let me deal with that. Let me face that head on, because I was always afraid, you know, of dying. You know, like a death. Like later in my life, when I was young, I was like, oh, you know,
risk it all,
jump off the bridge, whatever. But when I got older. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm afraid of dying. I'm afraid of how I'm gonna die and all that stuff. And then I had to do that. And then it was like, let me face this head on, because these questions are crazy.
Miss, I cannot wait to listen to that conversation in full. Two humans that I celebrate so much. And also, that right there is what happens when one of the greatest radio personalities of all time jumps into the podcast space. The podcast space is tailor-made for someone like Angie Martinez. Okay?
Now, they do have a nice 20-year-strong friendship. And so Mary J. Blige talked about being a stronger person.
Look at where we are. Look, Angie, look at... I'm sorry, crying.
Tell me, please.
Remember me when you first met me? Mm-hmm. This is not the same person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was always strong. You was always... Well, to me, you was always my strong sister. Like, you was like a rock. And I was like, gosh, I need her. You know? Because I wasn't that, you know?
Yeah.
But... What was amazing to me was to find out that you wasn't, you know, as strong to you that you thought.
I had some struggles. I'm like, my
Angie,
own.
Got Angie got shit. Yeah. So that this is a blessing to have come full circle.
Angie's stories with Mary and her book, My Voice, are incredible too. So if y'all enjoying this podcast, make sure you go get Angie Martinez's book, My Voice, and listen. That check cashier story alone is hilarious.
And lastly, here is Mary talking about how much she loves Angie.
Angie, you're so amazing at this.
Thank you, baby.
Angie always getting flowers from me.
That's right.
When I first met you at the radio station, you women was always funny with me, you know?
Really?
And when I met you, I was like, I love her. They always be on some whatever. That was then, you know? Now I can handle it better. But you was just on my team, and I was like, she's so pretty and mean and all that at the same time.
You used to always say I was mean.
Damn vain. I was like, look at her vein in her eyebrow. She's dog mean. But you were so nice to me. And you had my back. And you immediately, you looked like you was ready to everybody up for me.
Dropping the clues, boss, from Mary J. Blige and Angie Martinez. Damn it.
All right, so make sure y'all check out that entire sit-down interview. Angie Martinez, IRL in real life.
Angie Martinez has been out here giving great long-form conversation for years, and in an era where artists don't really want to do the radio thing to have those conversations, the podcast space is perfect for someone like Angie Ma. We salute you, Angie Ma.
All right.
We need a statue of Angie Martinez.
We should just do
right outside of
We should just pay to get statues of Angie and Mary built. And then just put them somewhere in New York.
But where we gonna put them?
I don't know. We figure it out. I don't think they'll move them once we just put them up.
Well, shout
out. Just can't put it down somewhere.
I think we can.
Shout out to Angie again. All right. And we'll discuss. But that is your rumor report. Coming up next, we got front page news. And we're going to talk about a surprise move that people are shocked at by Joe Manchin.
We should talk to Mayor Eric Adams about that.
Yeah, right. We should put it like in front of the station where she started high and this station. Just put it there. What they going to say?
That's what I'm saying. They're not going to move it. Who gonna move it?
Move it.
Pay for it out of pocket. Let's see how much that costs.
Bird. All right, we're gonna do that. Shout out to Angie Martinez. All right, front page news is next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Get going this summer with the best audio entertainment from Audible. Listen to best-selling audiobooks like Me and My Wife's book, Real Life, Real Love, originals and podcasts, as well as motivation, wellness programs, and the latest tech and business ideas, all in one app. Sign up for 30 days free at audible.com/breakfastclub.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. All right, now where we start, Easy?
Well, people are very surprised that Joe Manchin has announced a spending deal with Majority Leader Chuck Schumer that includes health care, climate control, and an Inflation Reduction Act 2022. In a joint statement, they said, "Today we are pleased to announce an agreement. They had finalized legislative text that, if approved, would reduce the deficit by some $300 billion while investing $370 billion in energy, security, and climate change programs over the next decade." They said the investments will be fully paid for by closing tax loopholes on wealthy individuals and corporations. In addition, the expanded Affordable Care Act program will be extended for 3 years through 2025. So they do plan to fast track this whole thing in a process known as reconciliation. That would allow the passage of that legislation with a simple majority and Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote. And the House, according to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, would then return sometime in August to pass the measure. If approved, it would be a huge victory for Joe Biden, who announced his support for the deal in a statement Wednesday night after speaking to both Manchin and Schumer. So he had been trying but failed to get his party united behind that $2 trillion Build Back Better economic and social safety net bill. But Manchin had previously balked at the price tag and other things and tanked that bill. But this is a scaled-down situation, so... Yeah, people are surprised that Manchin is actually on board for something like this and that they've managed to reach any type of agreement.
As Bernie Sanders said, man, you know, you need to stop talking to Joe Manchin like he's serious, because he'll say things like that and then at the last minute pull out. So let's see. Let's wait and see. We'll find out next week. Exactly. He does this. He literally does this all the time. He'll act like he's on board with something and then pulls out at the, I mean, when I say the last minute, the very last minute. So don't get your hopes up.
All right, now a fifth person is likely cured of HIV and another is in long-term remission. Two new cases that were presented at the International AIDS Conference in Montreal have advanced the field of HIV cure science. And so they are saying it is possible to rid the body of all copies of viable virus. And it's possible. And that viral remission also, lasting viral remission might be attainable. So they said a 66-year-old man with HIV has possibly been cured of the virus through a stem cell transplant to treat blood cancer. And they said this has already demonstrated success or apparent success in four other cases. So possibly a cure. All right. And that is your front page news.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Charlamagne, Angela Yee, and I myself were talking about our love for Angie Martinez and Mary J. Blige. We were saying that we should, you know, pay for a statue and put a statue up somewhere. So we're asking 800-585-1051, who would you create a statue of?
Now, myself,
okay. I would do, of course, DJ Clue. That's my brother. He's the one that put me onto this music thing and DJing, and he's a legend.
You can do that, though. You can put Clue right in your yard, and it can be like a fountain, and you
know, the water can be coming out the fountain.
I'm not going to say where the water could be coming from, but that would be cool.
You play too much.
What?
You play too much.
What? Drop one of Clue's bombs for Clue, man.
So for me, it would be definitely DJ Clue, of course, Angie Martinez. I would definitely build a statue of Angie Martinez.
Definitely.
Hope, Jay-Z.
Can you do that?
I'm surprised there's not one in Brooklyn anywhere, somewhere.
I'm sure it will be soon. Mm-hmm.
Oprah Winfrey deserves and needs a statue if there's not one of her already.
Okay.
Prince. I would love it. Now, I did look it up when I was thinking that because, you know, Prince is my favorite artist of all time. But they do have a statue of him. It's a $40,000 life-size statue. It's 5 feet tall.
And what is he wearing?
Keep in mind, you want to know if his cheeks out. Keep in mind, we're radio personalities. We're in the entertainment business. So a lot of, you know, the people that we may think of may be entertainment driven. Like for me, it would be, you know, Petey Green, who I think is the greatest radio personality of all time. It would be Clarence Avant, you know, would be one. And, you know, as far as spiritual leaders, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
I would also do Shirley Chisholm. She was the first African-American woman in Congress, and she's from Brooklyn.
Shirley might have one somewhere. I'm not sure.
I'm looking right now.
Yeah, Shirley.
I know she has a park in Brooklyn.
Shirley might have one. I'm not sure, though.
And Charlamagne put me on to, I didn't know LL Cool J had a statue in Queens.
You need to be slapped.
It just went up. It just went up in January. It's in Corona Park.
Oh, yeah, they have a statue. They do have a statue of Shirley Chisholm.
In Brooklyn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never thought so.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Who should have a statue and where should they put that statue? All right, that is the question. 800-585-1051.
Think about this before you call in. Basically, we're saying like who should be celebrated in that way, right?
Yeah,
like,
who should get their flowers?
We talk about giving them flowers, but flowers is one thing. Statue, that's a whole other story.
Oh, wait, do they have a statue yet?
Nipsey should have one in LA for the influence. Absolutely.
See, ours is going to be entertainment driven. That's why I want to open the phone lines because I want to hear from other people. Because ours is entertainment driven because of the business that we're in.
Correct.
Yes.
Mm. All right. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we were giving flowers to Angie Martinez and Mary J. Blige.
Actually, we're giving out statues.
That's right. So we were asking if you could give somebody a statue or who do you think deserves a statue? That is the question. 800-585-1051. I think ours were more entertainment driven because that's the industry we in. Of course, Clue is a legend in my eyes, and I think in everybody's eyes when it comes to mixtapes, and he put me into this game, so I definitely think he deserves a statue in Queens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we talk entertainment-wise, you know, for me, it would be Petey Green, Clarence Avant. But also, another thing to think about, you know, the people that have, impacted me from a historical perspective, a lot of them already have statues, like the Denmark Vessies, like the Malcolm X's, you know what I mean? You know, the person I think who needs a statue that doesn't have one that's a historical figure is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I think he should have one.
I would give Issa Rae a statue.
And a little too early for Issa.
Yeah, I like
She's on her way.
I think, especially where she's from and what she's done, and she's really very community oriented and all of that as well.
Issa's on her way, but it's a little too early for statue status for Issa. She's on her way, though. When you're talking statues, bro, you're talking like legendary historical figures that changed the course of history. You know what I mean?
But I think
Allen Iverson deserves
too.
A statue.
You said who? Allen Iverson?
Allen Iverson, absolutely.
Yeah, because I also think in certain communities, if you're from someplace and you've made a huge impact on your area, on your neighborhood, I think that's worthy too. It just depends.
Well, that's different. Yeah, Allen Iverson would deserve one then. I mean, Chadwick Boseman would deserve one coming from Anderson, South Carolina. You know what I mean? But like I said, ours is going to be all more entertainment driven because that's the space that we're in. That's why I want to open up the phone lines because, you know, it is people that have changed society, you know, outside of entertainment, you know, that should be honored.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Chuck. I'm representing Detroit City, and I feel Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan, they both need statues.
Queen, Michael Jordan has a big-ass statue in front of the United Center in Chicago, man.
Yes.
I didn't even know that, but they still need to give Michael Jackson one.
Michael Jackson got a statue too. I'm sure he got one.
Yeah, Michael
got one.
Nick just sent us. Nick just sent us a thing with the top 10 artists that have statues, and Mike got one.
All over the world. They need to put it in every state. Period.
In every state. Wow. Michael's in London.
Yes. Michael Jordan. Michael Jackson is that. He's that guy. Like, put the respect on that little name.
You right.
Now, by the way,
thank you, Mama.
Michael Jackson is one of those people, if he had like a street named of him in every state or even a statue, people wouldn't trip. I mean, Thriller sold over 100 million records, bro.
I agree. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is Tanisha. How are you?
Tanisha, good morning. How you doing?
Damn.
I'm good. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Michael Jackson actually got 9 statues around the world. Wow.
Well deserved.
Okay, continue.
Who do you think deserves a statue?
Oh, the good old Maya Angelou. Yes.
Absolutely.
I feel like she gotta have one.
I think she got memorials.
I think so. I don't know about the statue though.
There's a monument for Maya Angelou and a planned monument in San Francisco.
Oh, well, they gotta put it in down south.
I agree.
In all Missouri.
Yeah, it's a monument to her, but it's not a statue yet.
I'm just curious, who does the statue the committee, right? Because growing up and going to schools, you see all these old white men on horses and they statues and all that, but we don't see too many of ourselves on statues.
Well, that's because the hunter has lived to tell his own story. You know, what's that African proverb? When the lion, something about Simba, when Simba gets to tell his own story. You know, what's that African proverb?
I don't know that proverb.
When the hunter becomes the hunted. I don't know. I'll find it in a minute. I can't remember it right now.
Well, 800-585-1051, we're asking if you could give somebody a statue.
Oh.
Who would you give a statue?
It's until the lion learns how to write every story, every story will glorify the hunter.
Oh.
So that's why you see all of these white men on these statues, because the hunter gets to write the stories and not the lions.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051, call us up right now.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Breakfast Club, good morning.
I know in there, I'm in.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking, we're talking statues. Who would you give a statue to? Now, growing up, I don't know who ran the statue committee, right? There was so many different statues. There was Christopher Columbus. There was all types of white men in statues wearing cowboy hats and horses that I had no idea who they were.
Oh, until the lion learns how to write every story will glorify the hunter. So that's why you see those statues of those colonizers.
We pulled a couple of them down in the last couple of years, but we're asking, who deserves a statue? That's what we're asking. 800-585-1051. Of course, I think DJ Clue. That's my brother. He's a legend, so I think he deserves one. Charlamagne, I'm surprised you didn't say Wendy Williams.
Wendy definitely deserves a statue in New Jersey. I agree with that, you know. I just feel like a lot of these are too entertainment-driven, but that's because we're in the entertainment space. Like, for me, mine would be, you know, Petey Green. He's a radio personality. Clarence Avant, you know, one of the greatest moguls in the entertainment business. But then for me, from a spiritual perspective, it would definitely be the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad needs a statue.
What about you, Yeezy?
I told you who I thought, but I think Prince already has. I saw one statue of him, but you know, Prince is one of my favorite artists ever, so there it is.
And you know what's wild? Like, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, his students have statues. Like, Malcolm X has a statue. Mm-hmm. Muhammad Ali has a statue. You gotta give the teacher, you know, the statue, the person that whenever they would speak, they would say, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. You know, you got to give that. You got to give the Honorable Elijah Muhammad a statue because you don't get those brothers without him.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Junior. Oh, crap. Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
hey,
Junior.
Hey, Junior. Good morning.
Hey, Angela Yee, Envy, and Charlotte.
Peace, King.
Definitely the person that I think that should go, that should build a statue of is none other than Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, you're right.
With everything that man's been through, all his, you know, friends that he came up in the industry with, he had to watch them get laid down. Somebody like that, you got to wrap them up in a bubble wrap and tuck them away somewhere.
And there got to be like a button you press where smoke comes out or something like that?
No, definitely. You wrap, that's why you say you wrap them like a blunt in bubble wrap and stuff them somewhere.
You wrap your weed in bubble wrap?
I'm just saying.
I just want you to be accurate. I'm like confused. You said like a blunt, like you wrap your weed in bubble wrap, sir? That's new.
All right, sorry, never mind. Wrap him in a whiteboard and tuck him away somewhere.
Wrap him in a what?
Every once in a year, somebody light him and take a puff.
All right, bro.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You high right now, aren't you?
Yeah, he's definitely high right now. That's a little more than weed, though. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. Good morning. Where you calling from?
South Bend, Indiana.
Okay. Who would you get a statue of?
Mary J. Blige.
Yep. That's how this whole conversation
started.
Yeah, that's
what started. We were
just saying. We said that one already. Mary Besides J. Blige,
I was born in 88. My first album was, What's the 411? I think I was like 4 years old.
What's the? That's a classic album. And then the remix album. Remember that? What's the 411 remix?
Oh, yeah. The remix, man. I'm telling you, all 14 albums I know on front and back. I just was in Atlanta at her Strength of a Woman tour.
Me too.
Yes. Yes.
Nah, I'm we with you. That's how this conversation started. You know, I don't even trust certain black people. If you say you black or you identify as black and you can't, you know, sing What's the 411 or My Life, those songs off those albums verbatim, I don't even trust you.
I'm going down. Absolutely. Thank you, mama. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike from Jersey.
Mike from Jersey. Who would you, what statue would you put up, Mike?
Oh, this is easy, man. Just get a Boy Brown statue over there in Akron, man.
Okay.
I think I'm
sure that's happening. No, I don't think he has one yet. Yeah. But no. I'm sure that's happening.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
Beyonce deserves a statue, too. Who
would you put Beyonce? Houston?
And Rihanna. You know who deserves a statue, too? Pat McGrath.
Mm.
She's a billionaire black woman.
You don't know who Pat McGrath is,
makeup
do you, sir?
Line, but her stuff
but she getting me in tune to it, though.
Yeah.
So now I'm gonna have
look
to
up Pat McGrath, because I feel like people don't even talk about her enough when it comes to the beauty industry and everything that she's done and having a $1 billion business.
Mm-hmm. It's Pat McGrath. It's McGrath. Mm-hmm. Not Graph, but Graph. Thank you, sir. Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Ralph from the Heights.
Ralph from the Heights, man. All right. Who would you do a statue?
I'm not going to lie. Noriega.
Nori.
N-O-R-E.
That would be a funny statue.
Yeah, you know why? You know why? Because, first of all, I hate when he puts himself down. He's a legend. Secondly, you need to come back. I don't know if people know about that Bang Bang track with Foxy Brown. That was fire.
Man, shut up, man.
What about what chain? What chain would he have on?
Do we know about Bang Bang?
What chain would he have on in his statue? Which one?
I'm 37.
I'm 44, so sir.
About Bang Bang.
I was born in 1978. What are you talking about? I still work out the Bang Bang now.
We gonna thug this ish out.
We gonna thug this bang, 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 in bang, out. We go bang 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 bang. Don't you set up and game man? Yeah, anyway. We don't need to memorialize. We don't need.
That song got a lot of people locked up.
You think you put him in left rack? He's legendary, and he doesn't realize
left rack.
A Nori statue in left rack would make a lot of sense.
What about a Nas statue?
A Nas absolutely statue in Queens Bridge would make a lot of
that'd
sense.
That'd be amazing.
He's got enough. You feel me? Like, it's time to open up the path for. I mean, we got enough. Not as far as statues, but I mean, we love Nas. Period. Point blank. He's a
legend.
We
love Nori too. Now, Charlamagne, I'm surprised you missed a statue.
Who I miss?
You don't want a statue of me?
Oh my God.
Right,
hey,
when you come into your driveway.
Shut up. Just, I'm going to tell you
just
something.
Just standing there just looking
shut
at
up.
You.
The moral of the story is, you know what I realized? That, goddamn, we too obsessed with celebrity. Everybody. Like, look, I thought the callers were going to call in and give us some historical figures. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's too obsessed with celebrity. Jesus Christ, man. Okay? And also remember this, too. Statues to great men and women, statues to great people, period, are made of the stones thrown at them in their lifetime. So, you know, salute to everybody that folks think are deserving of statue, entertainment, or otherwise. I think the Honorable Elijah Muhammad absolutely, positively needs a statue somewhere.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and happy birthday to Soulja Boy. And I guess as we talk about that, let's talk about this back and forth that he's been having with Charleston White. He's calling him a rat. And allegedly, Charleston White has pressed charges against him. We'll tell you how it all started.
How he pressed charges? I thought he allegedly sprayed Soulja Boy with mace.
Threats, sir. Threats.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
For R. Kelly's 50th sisters have spoken out in defense of R. Kelly. You know, he was sentenced to 30 years in prison for serial sex abuse. And they were on Good Morning Britain. They sat down for an extensive interview. According to R. Kelly's sister Cassandra, she believes that racism has a lot to do with this.
African Americans have always been treated unfairly. And so I think that that has a lot to do with it, as well as other factors.
There are, what, over 70% of the people, of the men of color, have been found guilty, and then they weren't, that don't mean they're guilty. Just because that he has been found guilty, that doesn't mean he's guilty.
Do you accept that he's done anything wrong at all?
If he's done anything wrong, we are all, none of us are perfect. But as far as the extent of what they're saying, holding someone hostage, and these females were treated like queens, that I don't believe. That doesn't add up.
Now, Lisa Kelly also responded when asked if he had ever been with any underage girls.
Robert does not have to hold anyone hostage. Women come at him because of his status of who he is. You know, you have thousands of women that come at him. Why does he have to hold a few hostage anywhere?
Can you really sit here and say that your brother has not been with underage girls?
Okay, I can say he may have been with younger women. But as far as underage girls, you know, and I stress girls, underage girls, who has seen that?
Well, it was proven in court that he married the singer Aaliyah when she was 15 years old.
I don't know that he married Aaliyah. That. I don't know that.
Yeah. We won't discuss that.
We're not going to discuss that.
I thought there was a license. Wasn't there a marriage license or something?
Listen, if they still are saying they don't know, I mean...
But are you supposed to ride for your brother like that? I mean, I don't know. I'm an only child. But if you know, do you still ride?
No, it's not that they don't know. They don't believe it.
Yeah. All right. Now, here's what else they had to say about the quote-unquote victims for them.
I believe a lot of the alleged victims are bitter.
You weren't there in that house.
Yeah, but what about the ones that were there?
Crimes were being committed.
Well, why weren't the witnesses called? The people that said, okay, whenever... they were asked to write statements. Why weren't they ever called back? What about the people that actually said, no, I've never seen that?
A lot of people may say you're delusional.
Well, that's them. That a lot of people that's saying I'm delusional, they haven't been where we are. They haven't spoken to him.
But can you acknowledge the victims?
I'm not going to acknowledge something that I don't have the proof of. If there's a victim, I will acknowledge. But from what I've seen in court, and from what I've studied and from what I've read, the only victim I've seen that's been stolen from, lied on, is Robert.
Ooh, all right. Well, those are his sisters, Cassandra, Teresa, and Lisa Kelly. As you know, R. Kelly was moved from New York to Chicago. He'll face 4 counts there of the production of child pornography, 5 counts of child sex trafficking, 3 counts of receipt of child pornography, and 1 count of conspiracy to defraud the United States. All right, and also Beyonce, we spoke about this earlier. Her Renaissance album leaked 2 days early, and the Beehive is upset.
How do albums still leak in 2022?
Well, what happened was it came out in France. They put it in the stores 2 days earlier than they were supposed to. So that's how it really happened. It was for sale in France 2 days prior to the actual release date, because, you know, the stores get it first, and then they're not supposed to put it out until the day it comes out. And so they did say from the Beehive, they have some rules. A true Beehive member respects people's hard work, awaits the album with patience, avoids and reports any kind of leaked audio visuals, has a huge sense of responsibility, and devotedly loves and supports Queen Bee. So anybody who has it, they do not want you to post that. But they are going to be doing all of these listening parties around the world ahead of the album release. So actually, that's today. They're going to be having different international releases for the listening parties for the album. So you can, I guess there were some places that you could go and be there in person, like in France for the release party of the album. But the other places where the release parties are for Club Renaissance are going to be in Paris, Berlin, Amsterdam, Belgium. They said more locations are expected to be announced, and that's going to be tonight.
Well, I must say, you know, I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter. I have to say, Beyonce deserved that. Because there's no way France should have got that album before Houston.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you missed it earlier, Charlamagne, but I was saying that I've never got so many phone calls from executives saying, you not even like, don't
Ain't
play it. You better not play that record on air. You better not play it
and
on
you
your Instagram. You will get sued. Yeah,
absolutely. You a mixtape DJ and you listen to people not telling you to play unreleased records? Man, you really lost it. You done got so soft. Remember, that's how you got on. Remember that. Don't you ever forget who you are.
Push me. I'll play it right now. Push me.
You wouldn't dare.
Push me.
You wouldn't dare. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo. You wouldn't dare.
All right. You I double
dog dare you to play a Beyonce record on this radio this morning.
I say no more. All right.
Let me say this right. Any record other than Break My Soul, I double dog dare you to play a record off Renaissance that's not Break My Soul. I double dog dare you. You don't guard it in you. You ain't going to put your tongue on this pole in this cold weather. I'm sorry.
You have Donkey the day up next, sir?
About Christmas story.
I don't know what poll you're thinking about, but
yeah, I don't know about Christmas story, you uncultured swine.
I do, but never know with you.
It's a double donkey today, okay? And the double donkey is going to the Central Funeral Home of New Jersey and a woman in North Carolina named Christy Jones. Today, the moral of the story is measure twice, cut once. We'll talk about it.
All right, so donkey today is up next. Eddie, take the handcuffs off. Let me play it, Eddie.
What power Eddie got in this situation?
They called Eddie to tell him to tell him.
You shouldn't. First of all, no executive should have to call you to tell you that. You shouldn't do it just because it's the right thing to do.
Envy's used to just doing what he wants.
Yeah, he's a mixtape DJ. It's in his blood.
That's correct. But Eddie was the first person to call me. But anyway, Donkey Today's up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Unjunk your sleep this summer at Mattress Firm's Black Friday Now sale. Save up to $600 on select mattresses from top brands, plus a free adjustable base up to a $499 value with qualifying purchase. Visit a store near you or mattressfirm.com today.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy, I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy gonna have some funny sweet say out his mouth.
If I say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like, I mean no harm.
Yes! You know what I was thinking too? Very stupid of the record label to release Beyonce album early in other parts of the world, and then when it leaks, call radio stations to tell people not to play anything off it. Like, what year do y'all think this is? But anyway, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, July 28th is just a reminder of why in life you have to measure twice to cut once. Okay, what does that saying mean, Uncle Charlotte? Well, used in a literal carpentry sense, it means you should double check your measurements for accuracy before cutting a piece of wood. Otherwise, it may be necessary to cut again. Okay, wasting time, materials, and money. All right, in life, it means you should double check, triple check things for accuracy, okay? Because once you make that mistake, there's no going back. And I have two stories for you this morning to back up that statement, okay? Oh, yes, we're doing double donkey duty. One donkey is going to the Central Funeral Home of New Jersey. You already know when the funeral home is involved, and you probably know what the mix-up is. Let's go to NBC News for the report, please.
Kumi Kim says that her 93-year-old, deeply religious mother's final wish was to have a send-off in a New Jersey church surrounded by her family and friends. So that's what they did in November of 2021. But it wasn't until the casket was lowered into the ground and suddenly pulled back out of a Westchester County grave that they say that the funeral director copped to a huge mistake.
We lost our mind. It was very difficult to think about that, what we have to do.
The funeral home involved goes by two names, Central Funeral Home of New Jersey and Blackley Funeral Home. Its owners have not returned our messages. Kim's daughter says she knew it wasn't her mom when she saw the woman's face at the church.
As soon as they opened it, I told her, this doesn't look like my mom.
They say that Central and Blackley staff failed to follow their own policies that include immediately tagging bodies to ensure proper identification. So this week, the family filed a $50 million lawsuit against the funeral homes for the pain and suffering and alleged negligence. They say that the funeral director never told the other family involved about the mix-up, so they did.
Can you imagine? They deserve every damn penny. Cough up the whole $50 million. I'm already dealing with grief, and you're going to traumatize me even more at a time like this? Pay me my money. Okay, I understand funeral homes do this on the regular, but it really pains me to think that funeral homes are just treating people's loved ones like nameless pieces of meat. Even if you don't respect the bodies, respect the feelings that folks have for the people they lost. Not to mention, this is racist as hell, because this 93-year-old woman was Asian, and the person they mixed up with her was 20 years younger than her, so that means she was 73. This plays into the racial trope that all Asians look alike. For that, I think it should be a racial component added to this lawsuit as well. This is what happens when you don't measure twice. Okay, you must measure twice in order to cut once. Central Funeral Home of New Jersey clearly didn't measure at all. Now, my second donkey of the day goes to a 49-year-old North Carolina woman named Christy Jones. Lord have mercy. What did Christy do? Well, she was charged with felony first-degree arson, assault with a deadly weapon, and larceny of animal. What the hell did Christy do? Well, let's go to WRAL for the report, please.
We are learning chilling new details about a house set on fire in Gold Hill.
Well, Rowan County Sheriff's Office, now they tell us tonight that Christy Jones, who you see right here, now that she is charged with arson, assault with a deadly weapon, and stealing a dog.
Queen City News Northeast Bureau Chief Sydney Heiberger spoke to the homeowners who say there is more to this story than meets the eye.
According to those homeowners, this is more than a little fire on the front porch. They say this was a calculated and dangerous arson that easily could have turned out deadly. The homeowners didn't want to be identified, but the wife says when she woke up to take a phone call, she noticed the fires. Her husband ran out to help, grabbing the garden hose to try to put out a fire that was deliberately built right next to their propane tank. Mm. Only he says someone had sprayed sealant over the nozzle so no water would come out. He says he ran to the pool to get water from there instead, only it had been slashed at least 8 times. Deputies told us a man came to the scene, saying the suspect's description matched that of his ex-girlfriend, Christy Jones.
Christy wanted to set fire to her ex-boyfriend's house, but she ended up setting fire to a house owned by someone else. And she took the people's dog hostage. Okay, in Christy's case, she should have measured twice so she can light once. All right, let me tell you something. If you didn't even know where your ex-boyfriend's house was, then I can guarantee you that wasn't really your ex-boyfriend. Okay, he was just smashing. All right, you thought you was something you weren't. He never brought you to his place of residence because you were never his boo. All right, you went to get revenge and ended up setting some poor family's house on fire for no damn reason. He probably smashed at that location, but that wasn't his house, poor baby. Here's the thing. When we are dealing with irreversible decisions, you know, like burying someone or setting someone's house on fire, we have to make sure to get those right. Okay, but outside of those two situations, we as humans, whether we know it or not, are faced with irreversible decisions every damn day. And it is best to double check than to make a mistake. Okay, that is the moral of this whole donkey. Double check before you do something so you don't make a mistake. Double check before you say something, okay? You know, before you don't make a mistake, because once whatever energy you on is released to the universe, there is no taking it back. And now you have to deal with the consequences of said energy. And sometimes those consequences are $50 million lawsuits and potential prison time. Please let Remy Ma give the Central Funeral Home in New Jersey and Christy Jones from North Carolina respectfully the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, ask ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call ye right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's D calling up out of Portsmouth.
Hey, what's up, brother? What's your question for
Yee? All right, so Yee, I'm married, and I found out that my wife was messing around with 3 other men.
Ooh.
Yeah, 3 other men, all at the same time, entertaining 3 other guys. And throughout our marriage, as I found out more, it's been 2 or 3 other guys who she went to see and things like that. I'm just trying to figure out, like, should I just call it quits? And we've been married for, like, 5 years.
Man, so, I don't know how you get past that. I mean, potentially you can, but now what is the relationship like with her and what is her explanation?
So she said she regrets doing it, but she's not sorry. And her reason was because she said, I didn't love her enough.
So why did she marry you?
I don't know.
The fact that she's not taking accountability would make me really nervous, because to me that means I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing and I'm not sorry. How are you not sorry?
That's what I asked her. How are you not sorry if, you know, you feel like that you actually did something wrong? And she got mad because I found out. Like, she got mad at me because I found out the truth.
She needs some help. And I don't know that you're the person that's able to do that. Could you say, okay, so first of all, how are you doing? And how have you been handling this on your end?
Mentally, like, I'm a little shaken up. I'm just like, how could you do this? Like, we got kids. We got a house together. I literally helped her buy a brand new car. So I'm just trying to figure out how all of this could be going on and while we're trying to progress towards being happy and having everything you always wanted. But I mean, some people have their own motives and reasons and why they do stuff. But personally, I'm fine. My kids are good. That's all I really care about. It's hard for me because I wanna go through her phone. I wanna ask questions, but she don't wanna answer any of that stuff.
Well, that's really nice.
And I told her, you got to block and delete all these dudes off social media and not your phone and stuff. I don't even know if she's done that.
You know, my problem is this. You're telling her what it is that she needs to do because you haven't left her, right? So you've kind of left the door open for her to do the right thing, take accountability, move forward in the way that you need her to, and she's not even taking that opportunity.
No. She said she wanted to go to therapy, marriage counseling, but we haven't even taken the steps to do that.
Do you think that you could stay with her after this and with things going the way that they have?
I think I can, but I know I will never be able to trust her. Like, I will always wonder.
Is that the type of relationship that you want to be in with somebody who you can't trust?
No. Oh, no. Hell no.
Okay.
Well, bro, can I answer some of this, Yee?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind. The thing is, bro, I mean, anybody can forgive anybody if there's a situation, but if she does not do the work to make you forgive or to make you trust her again, it's not worth it. She doesn't seem like she's apologetic. She doesn't seem like she's sorry. She doesn't seem like she cares. Those are the signs of people that tell me that she would do it again.
If
she really cared
sorry.
And really loved you, mm-hmm. she wouldn't try to make it. She would try to fix what she did. And honestly, she's not trying to fix what she did.
So I would say this. She definitely needs therapy for herself because you guys do have children together. So for her to understand why she does the things that she does and why she's not taking accountability, she needs to seek some help on that for herself. But for you, you got to take care of yourself because clearly she's very selfish and she's not worried about you and she's not worried about keeping the family together.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, I am in therapy for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I was in it because I wanted to, you know, better myself for my family and like that. But I think I'm gonna continue just for myself.
Yes.
I mean, I'll see if she makes any changes, and if not, and I think it's just best that I just move on with my life.
Yeah, you need to realize what it is that you need, and if she can't provide those things that you need, then you have to make some hard decisions.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. That's
crazy. Thanks, Andy.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
All right.
And you know what you should do too, and this is not a plug, but you know what, if you get a chance, you should pick up my book and give it to her, because when I went through the incident with my wife, I had to gain that trust back, and I talk about some of the things that I had to do to get that trust back, and she might not want to do it, but it might be a good read for her to check out.
Right. Okay.
I would send it to you. I just don't have any books. It's they just restocked it though, but if I had a book, I would have sent it to you.
We have one in here.
We do. All right, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, call Yee right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Get some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
The club with no breakfast. What's going on?
You know that's right.
I got a serious question, Angela Yee, and I need you to give me a serious answer.
Okay.
Angela, when a man is asked for an opinion on what a woman wears or a new hairstyle or whatever, are we supposed to give you guys the 100% honest to God truth, or are we supposed to tell you what you want to hear?
Well, if we're asking you a question, we have to be prepared for that answer. So
But are you prepared for the answer? Let's just say you ask that question with the assumption that, you know, you're going to like the answer, but what if you don't? Would you rather the person lie to you or just be brutally honest?
I'd rather you tell the truth, but you don't have to be brutal about your truth, you know? So you know who your girlfriend is and you know how she handles things. Some people can take it and some people can't. So it's all about how you say things. You don't have to be like, man, I hate that outfit that you have on. You look terrible and I could see your fupa. You don't got to do all that, but you can be like, okay, I don't think it's the most flattering outfit. I like when
you
had
to give you a little bit more detail. My girlfriend tried a hairstyle that I'd never seen before. She's never tried it before.
Mm-hmm.
So she took a picture of it and sent it to me. And my only response was different.
Okay.
And she didn't like the different response, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all I said was, this is giving predator vibes. But I wasn't talking about my girlfriend or the way she looks. I was talking about the hairstyle. And she didn't like the fact, she didn't know what predator was. And then she Googled it and seen what predator was. And I've been in the doghouse ever since.
Well, yeah, it's probably the way you said it. You know, she liked her hairstyle. You could have said it's not the most flattering. I like when you have your style like this better.
Right, right.
But, you know, sometimes because it is like a little trying to be funny, make a little jokey joke. But she could have been feeling sensitive.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still in the doghouse. She wasn't feeling that one at all. So I guess I got to be more sensitive to her feelings, I guess.
Right. And look, some women could have laughed that off and be like, oh, my God. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But you know your girl and you know she didn't laugh it off. So it's just how you say things. You can get your point across. People always feel like, oh, you got to be brutally honest. You don't have to be brutal, especially not with your girlfriend. And a hairstyle you can always change. So it's not something permanent. So you can always tell her what you do like. I think that helps, too. You can say, you know what my favorite hairstyle is that you did when you did this and when you did that. And that kind of lets somebody know what it is that you do like. And be like, hey, look, we all try things. Sometimes they don't work out.
Absolutely. All right, thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that, buddy.
All right. How would you feel if she was like, she didn't like something about...
That's the first thing I said to her. Yeah, I said, I done came home with haircuts that you ain't like. And you made me feel like I was supposed to go back to the barber and tell him to pick my hair up from the ground and put it back on my head. Like, she didn't like everything I've ever done, you know what I'm saying? So,
but the way that she expressed it, was it harsh?
I mean, it was through text message. So through text message, you take things how you perceive it, not really how the person wants you to perceive it. So I don't think I was mean about it, but she might have read it in a way that was like, wow, you're being, I'm being mean or I'm being...
Right. Well, good. It's a great conversation for you guys to have. And it sounds like something she'll get over and move on. But it's also a lesson learned moving forward in the future. How do you respond to things?
She is getting ready for work in the mirror right now, listening to me laughing. All right.
All right, good.
I appreciate it.
All right, no problem.
All right, have a good one. All right, Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Yee now. Now we got rumors on the way.
Oh, let's talk about you, Envy. You mind?
No.
All right, we know you had some issues with Jesus and Mero, and some people seem to think that those have been reignited.
They're not. I think, all right, we'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Jesus and Mero.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
All right. Well, as we all know, there were some issues with DJ Envy and Jesus and Mero, but it feels like they had made up afterward. But apparently some people feel like Mero was throwing some shots at you in an interview that was shared by Matt Hoffa. Listen to this.
But y'all cool now?
Yeah, it's all love. It was crazy because it's like, yo, on some real shit, like, I always describe beef the same way like most dudes have been outside describe beef. It's like, yo, bro, if you're not trying to kill me, we don't got beef.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Like, homie, I'm like, bro, your pops is a cop. He's not a regular cop. He a white shirt cop. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, he's so a cop.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, bro, I'm not gonna die. You feel me? Like, if you watch that clip, I'm just gripping the mic because I'm just trying to, like it's a stress ball. Because in my head, I'm like, bro, snuff this, bro. Let's try to play you right now. Yo, right. Jump across this table and knock this out right now. That's what's going through my head. You can see it. Like, right. You can see the wheels turning.
Damn.
This is like, yo, I'm sorry. And I'm looking at this like, that. Like, I'm sorry, dog.
Mm. Well, DJ Envy, you then caught up with the Flip the Script podcast with Queens Flip, and here's what you had to say about those comments.
I don't find my family talked about funny.
Right.
So I just didn't, you know, just didn't decide.
But they apologized on the air.
Correct.
But then afterwards, their actions were a little different.
That's true. Yeah, I guess on the show, after when they had their show, he said something that I was going to slap the out of Envy, and Envy, you could suck my from the back. That's what I think he said, something like that. And then I think on Mav Hoffish, I watched it today. He says something to the fact that I said that because it was the most disrespectful thing to show Envy that I wanted to smoke.
The fire is relit, yes?
No, there's no fire relit.
Oh, so you cool with him?
This is how I honestly look at it. You say, I apologize. We leave it out there, it's done. Then you leave, the interview airs. Then when it changes, then you go on a tour to with a Envy tour and you on me all day long. How do I respect that?
All right, so Envy, where do you stand now?
No, I mean, I don't got no problems with them brothers. I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, they came on the show. I expressed how I felt. They didn't, you know, they said what they said, and I thought it was done. Then when they got back on their program, they went on the FMV tour and, you know, invited me his genitals and all that other stuff. I just thought it was corny because if you have a problem, you say it to somebody's face.
But now it's not seeming like he has he doesn't have a problem with you though, right?
No, we don't have a problem. I guess people just asked about old information. I mean, we've seen each other at CC Sabathia's baseball game. We squashed it out, and I wish nothing but best for those brothers. But that's what happened, and that's how I felt at that time. And I guess they asked him about it, how he felt, and I told everybody how I felt.
He said the same thing though. I watched Matt Hoff was my expert opinion. Salute to everybody at my expert opinion. He said the same thing. He said I saw him at CC Sabathia baseball game, and it was all love. Ain't no smoke, no problems. He said that.
Yeah, I mean, my pops was not a captain. That was actually my uncle, but my pops is retired police officer. He actually did undercover work, but yeah. But you know, when you start mentioning people's families and things like that, that ish is whack. I'm not from that era. I'm from the era of if you have a problem with me, you direct it to me. You don't direct my wife. You don't direct my pops. I don't direct anybody's wife or family or kids. I just don't do that because we can all go down that angle. And that's all I said, and I've been saying that for the last 12 years on this radio. And if not, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to approach you. I'm just from the place of, if I have a problem with you, I'm going to say it to your face. And then I say it to your face, it's done. And that's it. That's all that is.
I do like how you said we can all go down that angle. How do you go down an angle, Envy?
Down what angle?
How do you go down an angle, Envy? How do you go
you
down?
Tell
some,
me.
I don't want to know. I just like how you said it. It sounded fly. Like,
no, I'm just saying, like, you know, whatever it is, we could do. We go down any road we want to go down. But
like,
that's how
I don't like
I am
that. I like
person.
When you say, I like when you say you go down somebody's ankle. That's what
that's
I like.
How I am as a person. Like, win, lose, or draw, I'm gonna come to you. I'm gonna come right to your face. I don't care.
Oh my God, Envy. Okay, let's move on. Because
we lose.
Now you're talking about Envy. Now you're talking about splashing people's faces.
If you want to come, listen.
That's how I think every man should be. If you have a problem with somebody, you say it to their face.
No.
That's not what you said.
If you got a problem with man, you come in his face.
That's
I'm
what
with
you just said.
That's right.
Charlamagne.
That's right.
Face later on.
Hey, man, you don't have a problem with me. Okay, so don't tempt me with a good time.
Nah, but
right.
I don't have a problem with
this.
Them
is
brothers, I wish them the best.
All right, Envy, don't come in anyone's face. Just keep it moving, all right? Okay.
And that's the reason why I walked out the interview right there. Because Charlamagne and Angela Yee takes nothing.
What's wrong with you?
This
Bye.
Guy is crazy.
Okay.
I'm kinky.
Now, let's just hope this Soulja Boy and Charleston White can squash their problems too.
Yes, and that all happened because the two of them were going at it. Started with Charleston White doing an interview with Academics where he described how he had to pepper spray Soulja Boy and his associates while they were outside of a shoe store. Well, you know, he explained what happened, and then Soulja Boy talked about the whole situation where he got maced.
I know the average homie don't know what to respond to what I'm about to put on them. Okay, when they get up this close, hit they motherfucking ass with they mace. Ain't no girl got no purse.
Is there any words exchanged?
Yeah, he said, I want to talk to you. And I don't say nothing. They kind of got me boxed in. So I really can't. I got to run through them if I'm going to run. I hit him. He right here. I get to get the whole entourage. Man, I lit it. Man, that nigga face had, man, he was dripped in it. And I watched all the. Man, you maced me. Yeah, so he said, I didn't want to talk. Nigga. I don't know what you niggas want to do. 12 niggas approaching me. Soulja Boy telling that to do something. Do something. And said, nah.
Well, since then, Charleston White has pressed charges. He plans to press charges against Soulja Boy and his friend because Soulja Boy then threatened him, he says, and also banned him from Atlanta, to which Soulja Boy responded, calling him a rat after he allegedly was pressing charges. Soulja Boy posted it with a bunch of rat emojis. All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
And I just want the record to show Envy walked out.
Yeah, again.
Envy walked out after that conversation.
Well, you would rather he walk out than do what he threatened to do.
Man, boy, that's a different level of gangster right there, bro. That's a different level of gangster, right? I mean, if you want it, that's one thing. But when you don't want it, woo! Man, Jesus Christ!
There's no coming back from that.
Well, ain't no coming back from the... Listen, DJ Envy's People's Choice mix is up next. If you want a request, don't bother calling because it's pre-recorded. It's The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, don't forget, again, Charlamagne's show comes back on tonight. Comedy Central, definitely check it out. And you got a positive note for the people?
Yeah, season 2 of my late night talk show comes on tonight, 11:30 p.m., right after The Daily Show, so make sure you tune in. Also, man, make sure you go get your tickets for the Black Effect Podcast Festival. It happens Sunday, August 28th in Brooklyn. You get to see some of your favorite podcasts live, like the 85 South Show, Horrible Decisions, Reasonably Shady with Giselle Bryan and Robin Dixon. Earn Your Leisure, just added Earn Your Leisure. So make sure you go get your tickets for that, blackeffect.com/podcast festival. That's blackeffect.com/podcast festival. And I got to salute to Roseanne Oscato, man, and everybody at Good Day New York. I co-hosted the 9 o'clock hour yesterday, and that was so damn fun. Like, I literally walked in at 8:59, and they go live at 9, so there was no rehearsals, no nothing. We just hit the ground running, and it is very exhilarating doing morning news television. I really enjoyed that. So salute to everybody over there at Good Day New York, man. Now, the positive note is simply this. Don't overlook what you have while you have it, okay? You don't realize how good it is to be where you are until you aren't.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.